The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father, for this day. We do say praise you. Praise you. Praise your holy name. Praise you for what you're doing. Father, what you've done in our lives, how you're advancing the kingdom, Father, in this region, Father. Lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit this day, Father. Give us wisdom from above. Father, give us revelation, Father. We just don't want information. We want revelation and how to apply it, Father, bearing fruit of your Spirit. And we thank you for that, Father. Bless those listening today. Bless those here in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, anytime you read therefore in the scriptures, you probably should look above and see what therefore, but what it's there for. But, and then when it says if, pay real close attention to what it says next. It says if anyone is in Christ. Okay, there's your qualifier. Amen. And you know, we talk about the ABCs of salvation often, right? Because God didn't make it complicated for us. It's as simple as ABC. A, admitting and acknowledging we needed a Savior, right? B, believing Jesus is that Savior. And then C, confessing that with our mouth. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart he rose from the dead, we will be saved. Amen?
Amen.
So now that if is taken care of. Amen? Okay, now what comes after? It says he or she is a new creation. You're a new creation. Have you thought about that? New creation. It says old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? Amen. You know, Jim and Misty have been teaching on Tuesday nights on identity. And I've preached at different times, but when you talk about identity, what you're talking about is destiny, right? Your identity leads to your destiny, okay? When you're in Christ and the Holy Spirit seals you until the day of redemption, right? He comes inside of your spirit and he stays forever. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Holy Spirit of truth is there to lead you into all truth, empowering you, right? The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now resides inside of you. Well, praise God, right? Satan comes immediately to steal that truth. He wants to steal that truth because that truth leads to your identity, which then gets you into your destiny. But see, Satan wants you to identify with your past. Identify with the old man, right? Because he knows he can't have you, but he wants to inhibit your progress. He wants to inhibit your influence with people around you. And remember, God is a God of relationships. You'll never influence anyone without having a relationship with them. That's how we evangelize people every day. By fostering relationships, being spirit-led in how we relate to people. But you can only be spirit-led when you identify as a new creation. In John 3:3, it says, Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And it kind of confused them. Well, it would have. They didn't understand what he was talking about. You see, that second birth that Jesus was talking about, I've said it before, if you're only born once in the natural and you're never born again in the spiritual, you'll die twice. You hear what I said? If you're only born once in the natural and you're not born twice in the spiritual, you will die twice. You'll die once a natural death, then you'll die second time an eternal spiritual death, separated from God. And that's right. That's not for us, but see, those are the stakes. Those are the consequences for people who don't know Jesus. I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm talking about our destiny. But it has to start with our identity. But if you are born twice, once in the natural and then again in the spiritual, you're a new creation, sealed with that Holy Spirit of God. And you're only going to die once, maybe, temporally, in this temporal world. Yeah, I've prayed this. Remember how it said, make your request known to God? Well, I make mine. I don't want any of us to go. I want him to catch us up. Amen? All right. So when we do funerals in this house, it's for folks that aren't under that. Okay? Just so you know. That's my prayer. But see, you'll never die again in the spiritual. You might die once in the temporal. You'll never die in the spiritual. You'll be raised to the Father, to your Creator, never to die again, eternally with him, alive in Christ. Amen? Glory. Amen. And those are the stakes, right? Those are the stakes. And to be in the kingdom of God, you have to be a child of God, right? John 1, 11 through 13. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. This is Jesus talking. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. There's your qualifier. That's us. Verse 13, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the man, but of God, by the Spirit of God. Amen? Okay. Just laying some groundwork here. Romans 8, Jim already read it today. He was looking at my notes. Romans 8, 16 and 17, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, right? You see, once you receive salvation, once you receive the Holy Spirit of God inside your spirit, he's always reminding you who you are. But it's in your soul that you got to hear. It's in your mind, will, and emotions. See, that's why you have to identify with the Spirit of God and not with the flesh. Not with the things of the flesh, not with the dead, crucified old man that's passed away. I identify with my Father because I'm a son of God. Amen. I don't identify with my past. You know, it would be kind of funny if I decided one spring day that I was going to drive 456 miles south with my uniform, with my ball and my glove, walked out there to the coach, I don't even know who's coaching now, and said, 44 is ready to go in the game. I'm on this Aggie team. I pitched for the Aggies. I'm ready to go. What do you think that coach would do? He'd call the cops, say, listen, we got some crazy guy here. You need to come get him out of here. You know, the kids would be laughing and carrying on. You can't even make it to the plate. If I identify from 35 years ago, that doesn't work. I could try. Right? That's not who I am anymore. Right? That was then. But all things now have become new, yes. Right? With a purpose. Yes. And if children, heirs, why does it say heir, an heir? Do you know what an heir is? You talk about lawyers and talk about wills, huh? Heirs. Heirs inherit stuff, right? We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. What are we inheriting? An imperishable kingdom, a place in the kingdom. We're inheriting an eternal that can never be taken away. That's why we store our treasures there, right? Can't be taken away, right? We also inherit things that accompany our salvation now, but it says we're to walk in them. Listen, If you inherit, I've said this before, if you inherit this nice brand new pickup truck and it's out there in the driveway, title's in your name, you got the keys, and you never drive it, and it just sits there, and at my house, mice will get in and start chewing stuff. What good is it? It was there, available, fully gassed up, ready to go. And we identify with our Father. We identify with the Spirit residing inside of us. He'll start showing us tools He's given us. He'll start showing us inherited gifts that we get to use. And as Jim said, it's not for my own purpose. You see, I'm getting ahead of myself. Because you were made on purpose, you were made for a purpose. And understand, each and every created being, every person, God created on purpose for a purpose. He spends your entire life calling you back to Him. It was sin that separated you, but He paid the price for that sin. We just have to do the if. The if we have to. It's on us. It's on people. And I trust everyone in here today has done that. Praise God. If you haven't, come talk to me or talk to any people around you. We'll get that straightened out. But here's the thing. There's folks out there that don't know the if. And guess what? They're living like it. It's evident, right? Yeah. It is. But we have a purpose now to share the good news of our new creation. We get to share the good news of a Father who set us in place in the body to function. Amen? Yeah, no kidding. Joint heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. You know, it said Jesus learned obedience through suffering. You see, folks, I'm not going to tell you once you're called into the kingdom and you're put on task that there isn't going to be challenges, trials, tribulations. There's going to be. That's why we need the Spirit of God inside of us to lead us into the truth of that situation so that we can be overcomers. What do overcomers do? They go over coming into their destiny. We go over. There's going to be bumps, we're going to go over them. Right? Why? Because of who's inside of us. So who are we? Ephesians 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Who are you? You're blessed. You're blessed. With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. That's pretty blessed. It said every spiritual blessing. It didn't say 99 out of 100. It said every one of them. Every one of them. That means you're blessed. What's Satan going to try to do? He's going to try to tell you you're cursed. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck. And you know, hee-haw, right? Dave caught it because he's of that vintage. Satan's going to try to talk you into the lie of the old man. But the truth of God's word says you're blessed with every spiritual blessing. Verse 4, just as He chose us, you're chosen. You ever thought about that? You're chosen. He thought so much of you, He died on the cross. He chose you to be in His kingdom. You're chosen. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. He chose you. He chose you to be here right now. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. You're chosen and you're holy, people. You're chosen and you're holy. Don't let Satan convince you of anything else. That's who you are. The old man's going to wiggle around sometimes, right? There's going to be little twitches of the old man that's been crucified. Satan's going to jump up on that twitch and say, ha ha, see? You ain't no different. That's good English, by the way. The Holy Spirit's going to say, you're a new creation. I already put that to death on the cross with me. Why don't you put it to death too? Having predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, you are sons and daughters of the Most High. Amen. You thought about that? That's who you are. You see, you're not going to talk my kids out of who they are. If you ask them who they are, they're going to tell you who they are. You know? I can hear my son now. I'm Paul McGowan, sir. Sweet, that's why he says it. I'm Paul McGowan. Brr. He's a gentle giant, trust me. You ain't going to talk him out of who he is. Don't let anybody talk you out of who you are. You are sons and daughters of the Most High. That's who you are. Fully blessed, fully chosen, fully holy. And that's not my opinion. That's what it says. Right? I'm just going to choose to believe it. But look what it says now. According to his good pleasure of his will. He has a will for us. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in his beloved. You know how many people that are saved that feel rejected? They're saved. I know they are. I've talked to them. And yet Satan's got them convinced they're rejected. That's a lie. It says you're accepted. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. What's grace? Unmerited favor, meaning I didn't earn it. So what does this mean? I'm redeemed and I'm forgiven. Praise God. Amen. 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 That's who I am. I'm redeemed. I'm forgiven. And so are you when you're in Christ. There is the if. There is the if. But see, we're trying to spread the good news of the gospel, advancing his kingdom, so people will get the if. Right? And see, I'm proclaiming it's not an if, it's a when. It's not an if, it's a when they know Jesus. It's not an if they know Jesus. It's a when they know Jesus. When these people get to know Jesus. You know there's folks that we've been praying for a long time? I don't even know their names. I just see them. They're a when, not an if. Because if I know my Father has sent his Spirit to draw them unto him, and I know I'm called to pray for them, it ain't an if. It's a win. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5. I'm doing pretty good. Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. I like that. That's who you are. Ambassadors for Christ. What do ambassadors do? They represent a sovereignty. Well, we represent the King of all kings, the Lord of lords. We are ambassadors of him. We have authority through him. Right? It's not authority of money, because that ain't going to get you far. It's authority of the creator of the universe. And I'm authorized to do what he says according to his will, according to his purposes, which we know. Because we have the Holy Spirit of truth who leads us into that truth. And we just walk that out. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. You're righteous. That's what it said. You're in right standing with God because of what Jesus did and what you chose to believe. See, that's where it comes to us. We have to choose to believe that. We can't let him talk us out of it. Can't let the enemy talk us out of that. And let me tell you something. The enemy's going to come against your mind. The enemy is going to use fear across the world of stuff happening. Stuff that we didn't read in the scriptures that we knew was going to happen. These things that are going on over there in Israel, we knew this was going to happen, guys. Have you ever heard me teach on Ezekiel 38 and 39? Yes. If you've been here any length of time, you have. Right? How many times have we said, you know, nation will rise against nation, right? Wars and rumors of wars. We understand the different players in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We understand the things that are going to be coming, right? We know that because God told us it was going to happen. It's in the book. It's been written, right? And we know who the author of that book is. He's never been wrong. He's not going to be, ever. These things are going to come. And yet we're going to remain in peace. Why? Because the Prince of Peace is our brother. We are joint heirs with the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. We get to inherit that peace. It's a fruit of his spirit residing inside of us, regardless of what's going to happen. I identify with the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Praise God. Right? And here's the thing, you know, if God is for us, well, when you're his kid, you can answer that question. He is for you. Who can be against you? Let's just be honest. Regardless of what happens, regardless of what you see on the news, don't watch it too much. It's going to be honest. Regardless of the doubt and the lies, what was it, you know, louder than the doubt, you know, the song they sing? I'm a good singer. Calling those things that are not as though they were. Our faith has to be louder than the doubts that come across your ears. Our faith has to be louder. That's why we are big on speakers, speaking the right things, scripture confession, saying God's word. I am righteous. I'm redeemed. I'm forgiven. I have peace because I have the Prince of Peace. Amen. See, those things have to be louder than the lies of the enemy. You see, it has to get in your heart, because if it gets in your heart, it'll come out of your mouth. See, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I understand that scripture. But it's got to get into your heart. How does it get into your heart? By tuning into the Spirit of God, where my mind is resting on the things he's telling me and not on the dead stuff of the flesh and the world and the things that are going to pass away anyway. Amen? I identify as a son of God, as a daughter of God. I identify, see, I can't identify as a pitcher for the Aggies anymore. It's not going to help me. That's the old man. Does that make sense? God brought that illustration. I said, but Lord, I think I could go an inning maybe. He laughed too. He said, that's not what your purpose is. We have to be on purpose, see. And you're made for that purpose. See, you identify with God. You identify with his spirit inside of you. And then you start walking out your purpose. Because your purpose is valuable. It's essential. That's what Jim says. We need you. Couldn't do it without you. I don't even want to. See, in Ephesians 2, as Jim said, we are his workmanship. That means we were created in Jesus Christ for good works. See, you're a created being with skills and talents made for a purpose, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Again, that's the whole destiny part. We're created to do something on this earth at this hour. At the end of the age, do you know how special a position we get to be in as the church? Guys, this is a special position, right? We don't need to take it lightly. Because there are people that are perishing that they don't know. And see, there's people that God has put you in relationship with to tell them about the good news, to tell them about their if. And they get to make that choice. A little bit more. Just a little. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation. Oh, I just said that. A royal priesthood. Do you feel like that? Caleb, how much do I care about your feelings?
Not at all.
None. I love him. It doesn't matter how you feel. I'm sorry, that sounds mean. How you feel doesn't change the truth. It doesn't change the truth. How many people have felt lots of different ways within a span of 5 minutes? Your feelings change, right? And so I don't want to be mean, but I really don't care how you feel. I care what you believe. Right? Because guys, sometimes I don't feel, you know, whatever, right? I don't feel like a 53-year-old man. Doesn't matter how you feel. The truth is, my youth is renewed like the eagles. That's the truth, because that's what the word says. The truth is, I'm called on purpose. The truth is, you're fully equipped for every good work. The truth is, you have the power of God inside of you by the Holy Spirit to accomplish His will. And we can absolutely know His will. His will is His word. Amen? Royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim. Listen to this, Dave, you're going to like this. You may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of that darkness and into His marvelous light, who once were not a people. That was the old man. But are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy before, but now have obtained that mercy, redeemed, forgiven, holy, righteous. Last one. 1 Corinthians 12:26 and 27. If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. It says, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. You see, we're not lone rangers out there, and we can't be. We're members of a body. We're teammates. See, I understand that very well. I can throw that ball, but if there's not somebody there to catch it, I'm in trouble. And when they hit it, because I wasn't that good, I need somebody to catch it. That's baseball talk. It's spring. We can talk baseball. We need you. Because there's only you. There's only one you that was ever created. Only one. On purpose. For this hour. This time. In the body. Doing your part. Right? And you're fully equipped to do it. Yeah, but Pastor, I don't know what my part is. I don't either. That's okay. Let's find out together. The Holy Spirit will tell you. He'll lead you into it. Because knowing who you are in Him isn't going to start between your ears. It's already begun in your spirit because He said it. He'll give you that information in your mind, so that you can make choices with your will. And guess what? Your feelings, your emotions will follow those choices. Okay? I just taught a lot right there. But understand that. How you feel isn't going to change the truth. But the truth will change how you feel. Right?
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseratone.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseratone. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseratone.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.